Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom, and today we're going to look at an article about retail stores and what they do during the Christmas season to increase sales, to attract customers, and stuff like that. This probably does not really apply to Taiwan so much, even though you kind of celebrate Christmas here. We used to have the decorations out in department stores and stuff like that, and you see bus drivers wearing Santa Claus suits and things like that. But hey, if you're living in the U.S. or Canada or maybe Europe or something like that, you'll need to know these things if you'reRunning a department store or some kind of retail store. And because Christmas is the big time of year in which you can make a ton of money and save that money and invest it in future or for future use or whatever.
I was going to say, invest in real estate. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go. retail sales is kind of difficult these days because of online sales, but that's kind of another subject. We might mention that as we discuss today's lesson. But let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson, and we'll be right back. The Christmas season is simultaneously a great time and a tough time for retail stores. On the one hand, they can expect to make big profits. On the other hand, they'll need to hire extra staff and deal with swarms of customers. These tips should help stores maximize the former to make all their hard work worth it. First and foremost, know your customers and their habits. Collect and analyze your customer data so that you can stock the items your customers want. Equally, don't waste money on stock you can't sell. It's especially important to pay attention to previous holiday shopping patterns. Once you know what items you're selling, order enough of them so that you don't run out. Next, make sure your employees are fully prepared. They need to know how to demonstrate products and also how to recommend upgrades or add-on products to boost sales. Your workers also need to create a happy, friendly atmosphere and give great customer service despite the busyness of the Christmas period. Finally, don't forget to make things look good. In addition to using plenty of Christmas decorations, you can pre-wrap some best-selling items for quick sales. These gifts will help set the holiday mood. Also, take down any handwritten signs and add some strong background colors to contrast with your products. This keeps your store looking bright and festive.
Okay, guys, we're going to start day two of our unit here, our TOEIC unit. Let's look at the title, guys. It says Christmas comes to retail. Retail here is a noun. It just means the sale of goods to the public in relatively, I think, small quantities for customers to use or consume. So we often talk about retail or retail stores. The Christmas season is a big time for retail stores in Western countries because this is the holiday of the year. And everybody looks forward to Christmas, just like you guys look forward to Chinese New Year. And instead of red envelopes, it's our custom to actually go in and pick a gift that we think that the person will enjoy. Sometimes it's hard. Dads are hard to buy for sometimes. But I try to listen closely to family members throughout the year to see what they might possibly want. But it comes around once a year, and it's a very busy time for retail or retail stores because there are a lot of people buying. Although, as Tom mentioned, Amazon has been taking away a lot of the mall sales and mall's action because it's easier to sit down and just, you know, pick out a gift online and have it sent to the person that you want to receive the gift.
Makes it a lot easier. Shop with your fingertips instead of fighting crowds, finding parking spaces, and getting in line and things like that. Who wants to do that? But again, Christmas is at the same time a great time and a tough time for retail stores. So, yes, we're talking about retail stores, just stores that sell products off their shelves. You come in and actually see the product right there. And, of course, if we're talking about something being simultaneous, that means two things or two or more things happen at the same time. And because we're talking about a verb here, is, therefore, we're using the adverb form here, simultaneous. simultaneously,
yeah.
It is simultaneously a great time and a tough time for retail stores. If you have some sort of store, well, I guess like Jalafu or Dalrunfa or what, RT Mart, Carrefour, stuff like that, these are retail stores. And yes, if it's the Christmas season, if those stores are in the States, then it's going to be a hard time for them. In the U.S., it would be like Target and Walmart, mm-hmm. and maybe other stores. So those are really big stores.
Yeah. On the other hand, on one hand, they can expect to make big profits. So we're kind of looking at two things here. On one hand, they can make a lot of big profit. Now, profit is the money that's left over after a company has to pay all of its expenses, like, you know, paying for their employees and any sort of building they're in and electricity, things like that. The money left over is the profit. Now, on the other hand, they'll need to hire extra staff and deal with swarms of customers. So the good thing is they're going to make a lot of extra profit, right? But in order to accommodate or serve all those customers coming in, because they'll have more customers during the Christmas season, they need to hire more employees. Staff is non-count, guys. Please don't say staffs. It's wrong. So if you have someone on your staff who works for you, or one person on my staff, we talk like that. Not one person in my staff. One person on my staff is really good, or he works on my staff. They also have to deal with what we're calling swarms of customers. We use that word swarm to talk about usually a big group of insects like bees, right? They like to hang out together. Swarms of customers just wants the usage of this wants the reader to know that we're talking about really big groups of people. It's very busy during the Christmas season. I try to avoid malls during the Christmas season, or I shop very early to avoid last-minute shoppers who are a little bit frantic and panicky because they've waited too long.
Gee, I'd like to go back and see what it's like. I haven't actually done Christmas shopping in decades.
Really?
Literally in decades.
Wow.
In like 20 years or so that I've been here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I have never been back home for Christmas. I was there maybe 15 years ago or so, but I guess all the Christmas shopping had already been done, so I didn't really see it. But in any case here, yes, during the Christmas season, you can make a lot of money, but you'll have to hire extra staff. They're all temporary employees, probably just for a month or so, and you'll have lots and lots of customers. These tips should help stores maximize the former to make all their hard work worth it. So to maximize means to make it as much as possible, to maximize something. So they want to have as many profits as possible. And we're saying the former because in the previous sentence, we mentioned two things. We talked about profits and we talked about customers. Well, they want to maximize the profits. Okay, so we want to help stores maximize or have as many profits as possible. And all this hard work is going to be worth it. It's going to be a tough time for everybody. Everybody's going to have to work overtime, and everybody's going to be kind of irritable and tired and things like that. But in the end, it will be worth it.
Right. It is tiring, but it's sure fun to see the faces of people that receive the gifts. It's kind of a great feeling. So they do want to maximize, you know, the profits and make all their hard work worth it. Now, first and foremost is an expression we use to talk about the most important thing and also the first thing we've got to think about. Foremost is like the importance there. So what are we looking at? You have to know your customers and their habits. Most stores now are scanning. When you go to buy something, you know how they scan your product code. They keep track of all that data and they know what products are most popular. And if you're a customer who belongs to that store, you have a customer card. You know, they'll ask you if you're a customer member of that store, you have their customer card. They're tracking everything you do. do, everything you buy. They know what you like. So they're using that data to actually decide how to best promote products. They know which ones or which brands are most popular and which ones are going to sell out. They'll order more of that one thing. So they have to, for stores at least, they have to really know their customers and their habits, and that's easy nowadays with computer data.
And, of course, they can get the data from last year's sales as well. Which toys sold the most last year? What sort of other items sold? Did coffee makers sell a lot last year? Or did men's shirts sell a lot last year? So they know this information. They have this data. And so then they can stock the items that their customers want. So here we've got the word stock. And in this particular case, stock is being used as a verb. That just means you order those products and then you have them available either on the shelves or in the warehouse out back so that those products are ready to sell. And so you don't have to tell customers, sorry, we're sold out of that item. You don't want to be saying that.
Yeah, and if they are sold out, ask for a rain check, which gives you the possibility of going back to the store when they restock or get more of that particular product in stock. You can get the same price with a rain check, at least in the States. Now, equally, don't waste money on stock you can't sell. If you know as a store owner or manager that a particular product isn't selling well, don't keep buying it, because that's a waste of money, buying something that isn't particularly popular with your customers. It's especially important to pay attention to previous holiday shopping patterns. Oh, yeah. So I'm sure before the Christmas season even rolls around, the customer data is being looked at and analyzed, and those managers are deciding how to best approach that new Christmas shopping season. That's important, too.
Indeed. That's basically what I just mentioned. Tracking the information from the previous year. You also have to be aware of recent trends, okay? Is there a new toy on the market that kids just got to have that was not on the market last year? Many years ago, I remember there was this doll called the Cabbage Patch Kids. That was, 30 years ago or so. But that came out, and those sold like hotcakes, and people were fighting over those in stores. They were actually hitting each other with a boxes and stuff like that to get the last one because
remember Elmo? Yeah, Elmo came out. He was one of the characters in Sesame Street. He was popular, and parents were fighting over boxes of Elmo at the
stores.
Yeah,
I wonder what they're going to be fighting about this year. But again, these are some bits of advice. I did want to back up a little bit to that word stock there. Notice that back there earlier in this paragraph, the word stock was being used as a verb. But then in the next sentence, it says, don't waste money on stock you can't sell. So their stock is a noun. And also don't put an S on that, because if you put an S on stock there, it becomes gu piao, stocks. I bought some stocks. You could also say I bought some stock in a certain company. But in this particular case, we're talking about stocking items in your store and having things in stock.
Yeah, so they're products that people can buy. So it's especially important to just make sure you know what's going on. Once you know what items are selling, order enough of them so you don't run out. When you run out of something, it means you no longer have that thing available. You can run out of gas, you know. A lot of apartments use gas to cook with or maybe to heat their water. You'll run out of gas if you're not careful. You can run out of gas in your car, too, where you don't pay attention to how much gasoline you have left, and suddenly you're without it. That's not a good thing either.
Yeah, I remember when I used my first apartment in Taipei, when I ran out of gas in those big canisters.
Yeah.
You'd have to call up those guys, and they'd come over with this big canister, and then they'd open it up. It'd make this little pop sound. It was always so fun to hear that sound. They'd hook it up, and then you were good to go. You could go ahead and cook your instant noodles and take your hot shower in the winter. But in any case, yes, you've got to stock all those items to make sure that you don't run out, because if you run out, you can't sell it and you can't make money. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, next, make sure your employees are fully prepared. Okay, you've got to train them.
Right.
This is a special time of year, so so there are special conditions. You need to train your regular employees and make sure they know what they're doing. And then all the temporary employees, of course, also need to be trained as well, especially the ones who are probably dressed up like Santa Claus. And
yeah.
they need to know how to demonstrate products and also how to recommend upgrades or add on products to boost sales. Okay, so for example, if they are selling some new kind of video game or something, new video console or something, they need to show it to customers. Oh, this is how you turn it on. This is how you download the program. This is the controller here. You push this button to do that, etc. This is demonstrating how something works.
Yeah, that's important. They're also going to be needing to recommend upgrades or add-on products to boost sales. Upgrades, you can buy a basic smartphone, and if you upgrade it, you might be buying a different version of that. Or sometimes if you buy computers, they've got add-on products to sell as well. An add-on product that I think is indispensable or something that you really need with a computer is a printer.I always get a printer, although I know a lot of my coworkers don't have printers at home. I need to print a lot, actually. So you might want to talk, you know, the customers into buying additional things. If you get an Xbox, there are probably lots of different video games and upgrades to that that customers would want to buy. That will boost or increase sales, and that's pretty important. Now, your workers also need to create a happy, friendly atmosphere and give great customer service despite the busyness of the Christmas period. Hopefully, people are in a good mood when they're out there Christmas shopping, but not always. You know, some people are stressed out. They've waited too long or they don't have enough money. They think they can't afford to buy something that they really want. So they're not as happy as they could be. The atmosphere of a place just gives you the feeling that's there. So you want a happy atmosphere for Christmas shoppers.
It's not supposed to be a depressing time of year, indeed. And people are under stress. They're trying to get their Christmas shopping done, but they still need to go to work and take the kids to school and stuff like that. So people are stressed out, but you still got to keep that smile on your face and promote that happy atmosphere. And yes, have those Christmas carols playing in the background and have lots of decorations and stuff like that. And yes, if you're an employee, yes, don't complain. Don't whine about all the extra work because, hey, it will be all over right at the end of Christmas Eve. Then nobody's going to be buying any presents anymore, and you can rest. Don't worry about that. Now, finally, don't forget to make things look good, which is basically what I was just saying there. Make things look good. Make them attractive. Get people in there. Get them in the right mood. Get them willing to buy more products than they really need. And in addition to using plenty of Christmas decorations, you can pre-wrap some best-selling items for quick sales. So, of course, we've got decorations, which would be a Christmas tree, and all the tinsel, and the wreaths, and the ornaments, and the bulbs, and the lights, and the stars on top of the tree, and stuff like that. Those are all examples of Christmas decorations.
Yeah, these gifts will help set the holiday mood. We like to pre-wrap some best-selling items for quick sales. I've seen that. People can actually go into a department store and just pick up a box that has already been wrapped with a Christmas present inside, especially for the guys who don't like to wrap presents, which you should wrap your presents.
But it is tedious, and who's got time for that?
I always do it on Christmas Eve. I wrap all my presents. It is kind of a hassle, but you got to do it. Also, some advice from our writer is to take down any handwritten signs and add some strong background colors to contrast with your products. If you contrast with something, you make something easily seen and to stand out from other things. Black contrasts with white. If you get a bright color and a kind of a light color and a dark color. They're contrasting with each other. So you want to make your place look classy. Handwritten signs often look really cheap, so be careful with that. Some of these words of advice help to keep your store looking bright and festive. If something's festive, it feels like a festival is happening there. It looks like you're celebrating something fun.
It certainly does. And remember to use lots of green and red. Those are traditional Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 好，我们今天呢要继续来延续上一次的对话内容。那主题呢就设定在怎么样去保护圣诞节的商机。那谈到零售业者怎么应应，怎么做促销。OK, 首先我们知道啊 ,retail 讲的就是零售商的部分。很多 retail stores, 零售商店呢都想要赚大钱。接下来有一个片语要特别注意，就是当我们提到一方面是怎么样，而另外一方面又如何 ？On the one hand, on the other hand， 这两个其实是一个对照性的。那这两方面当然就提到说，圣诞节虽然是能容易赚钱，可是也蛮困难的，因为大家很竞争。那怎么说？所以他用一方面，零售商想赚钱吗？那要赚大笔的利润没错，可是另一方面又怎么样？可需要用到比较平常更多的这些职员来应付这些那么多的客人。我们知道客人非常多的时候，你要用什么样的形容词来表示？哇，一群一群大家涌入一个卖场那种感觉呢？这里有一个片语叫 swarms of。 我们知道 swarm 这个字，它当量词来看，其实常常用在修饰的是一群群的，像蜜蜂嗡嗡嗡这样一群的，可是用在这里讲人其实也是可以的，那当然就是有一点像比喻用法咯。所以他说到 swarms of customers， 一群一群涌入的这样子的顾客。那接下来就告诉你有一些诀窍可以帮商店的利润做到最大，让他们的努力值得获得回报。那这边提到的 worth it， worth it 就是表示值得的，换句话说，之前的努力有回收，然后呢，真的在这里就是等于赚到了钱。好，接下来，下面就说，当然他要谈到 tips， 也就是哪些方法，我们要一样一样来讲，那就要注意到有一些 transitional words， transitional phrases， 提到一点，第一、第二、第三、第四，诶，哪些是转折词可以用呢？这边用到的首先，那是一个可以记下来的片语哦， first and foremost。 好， first and foremost， 第一点就是要了解顾客他们的习惯，然后你要搜集他们的资料，这样子的话才可以准备好他们到底要买什么东西，把料备好才能卖啊。所以这里用到一个 stock， 所以 stock 这个是一个动词哦，表示存货，把货储备好。好，那接下来呢，下面就说，那当然咯，你不要把钱浪费在那种卖不掉的存货上，所以说你就要去留意一下，诶，之前的节日里头这个pattern， 它的 shopping pattern 是怎么样？换句话说，顾客们大概是买哪些东西，哪些东西很明显卖得好，等等等。那这边就说到，一旦知道你会卖哪些，诶，这个量订购了，才不会说卖完了没货可以卖。好，这个一旦这个字很重要，在英文里面 once 是可以这样用的，表示一旦如何 ，once you know， 这个也是连接词哦。这边是连接词的用法，而不是他平常讲做一次、做两次 ，once again 的 once， 词类上已经不同了。接下来呢，刚刚说到第一点 ，first and foremost， 那么接下来就是 next。好，提到下一件事，当然你要确定你的员工们准备够了，他们知道说怎么样去展示商品，然后也知道怎么去推荐，尤其是要做加购产品，怎么推销，然后来提高营业额等等等。好，那我们来看到这边要注意的就是在句构上，我们看到 They need to know 后面有两个名词子句，一个是 how to demonstrate products， 还有一个是 how to recommend upgrades or add-on products to boost sales。 好，基本上前后这两个名词子句都是用 how 引导出来的。当然就文法来解释的话，它是当作 know 知道的受词，而当受词不一定是名词而已，是一个句子也行，那就是名词子句。好咯，继续往下看，下面有一个地方比较特别的，就是说要你的员工准备好，对不对？然后你要让他们呢懂得怎么样提供绝佳的客户服务。哎，那这边就提到，尽管说这个时候非常非常忙，你的员工必须要有这样的心理准备。但这个忙啊，他用的字是 business。注意到我们平常讲 busy 忙，你会用它的名词吗？如果用去 y 加 inesss business， 那就变生意了。可是这边的 business， 它跟生意是不一样的，它就是纯粹的忙的名词。好，注意到这个。拼字上不同，造成意义上的不同。好，提到了所谓的转折词，第一点，接下来一点，然后最后 finally， 所以最后这一段的 finally 就是提醒你要结束了，结束告诉你说不要忘记了，也要东西看起来很体面，所以说 in addition to， 哎，除了怎么样怎么样，还要怎么样 in addition to。顺便提醒大家，这是一个介系词偏语，所以后面应该是加名词或动名词，这就是为什么你看到的 using 是加 ing。 OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We've got some discussion questions here. Here's one. Have you ever received bad customer service in a store? What happened?
Oh, sure I have. I've had bad customer service. What's difficult for me is sometimes I'll go into a store to buy some sort of electronic device, and the person in the store has no idea how it works or how to teach me how to use it. That's frustrating to me. That just happened recently.
Yeah, sometimes they just don't know about the product and they don't care either.
No, they don't.
So
yeah.
I was almost asking about a tripod or something. Can I put a regular camera on this
right. And
not just a smartphone? Oh, I don't know. I think it's only for a smartphone, but obviously you could put a camera on it.
Yeah.
So that person was just being lazy. Here's another question. Can you think of any other ways to get more customers to come to your store?
Well, I don't know. I've never had to actually own a store and come up with ideas to promote things. I think that's a good idea. I think that sometimes you might, here's an idea, offer really tired parents an area where you can watch children for an hour or so, take care of their kids for an hour.
Or sit down and play with your smartphone.
So that the parents can go off and buy something that they need. That's an idea. I would like more nice soft cushions and sofas in the mall so I can sit down because your feet hurt.
Yeah, it seems like they don't offer those a lot. I always leave the shopping center with sore feet. Okay, these are discussion questions that you can have amongst yourself, so we wish you the best of luck with your discussion. And hey, if you're going to do some Christmas shopping, and if you own a store and you want to increase sales, hopefully we've given you some useful advice today. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thanks for joining us. Please join us again next time, and Merry Christmas, everybody. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.